From KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. An exhibition coming to downtown Salt Lake City's Utah Museum of Contemporary Art will have visitors thinking about hunger in a different way through cupcakes. Elizabeth Tobias is the artist behind Let Them Eat Cupcakes, or The Cupcake Project. She'll appear at UMOCA Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. and joins me now in the studio to talk about her work. Elizabeth, it's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too. Thank you.
And we also have Nicole Hebron, the curator who is bringing this exhibition to Salt Lake City. Nicole, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you, Jeff.
So, Elizabeth, why did you first choose cupcakes specifically to get people thinking about hunger?
Well, as an artist and mother and concerned human, I just became very troubled by the fact that there is such a rampant hunger epidemic in our country. So I started baking cupcakes and giving them out in front of art galleries to provoke a dialogue within the creative community and beyond, to contemplate this issue plaguing our country. And bartering a cupcake for a conversation is very easy. People go crazy for cupcakes.
And so is hunger something that you yourself have observed firsthand, or what were really the roots of your concern here?
Well, I was a coordinator for a homeless meal outreach in Los Angeles for about 6 years. And what I started to see was, with the economic downturn, I saw that the people that were coming to receive meal assistance, the face of hunger was changing quickly and dramatically. And so outside of what I was doing with that service, I really wanted to look deeper into the issue and understand, or try to understand, what was happening. But, you know, they call it the new normal. And I saw just a new normal, whereas once upon a time it might have just been more exclusively homeless people, but it became, you know, families with children. It became couples. It just seemed to be obvious to me that people were maybe one paycheck away from being in a very bad situation.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, why did you feel that this was a message and an exhibition that would be relevant here in Utah?
Oh, there are many reasons that I thought it would be appropriate here. The first one, I think, being that there is such a culture and a history of philanthropy, and food philanthropy in particular, in Utah, and specifically within Mormon culture. And I think that this concern for one's neighbor, this concern for one's fellow citizen, is something really prevalent in the community at large here. It's something that I've seen firsthand personally, and something I've also kind of observed and read about historically from assistance to survivors of the San Francisco earthquake in 1906. I think a lot of the food assistance came from Utah. We were also first responders to Hurricane Katrina with food assistance there before FEMA. And so I felt like it's an issue that is on people's minds here. It's an issue that would garner empathy and conversation among community members in Salt Lake and in Utah in general. And also, cupcakes are, of course, I think, popular everywhere in the United States these days. But I think there is something about Salt Lake in particular, with its design culture and kind of rising interest in food trends and food culture, that cupcakes seem to be a perfect fit. That are family friendly, and who doesn't like cupcakes?
So, Elizabeth, what do I have to do on Friday in order to get one of these homemade cupcakes?
I'm going to give you an index card and a pen, and I would like you to share either a personal experience with hunger, ideas on how we might be able to share resources to help alleviate this problem, or your own personal reaction to this crisis. And when you complete your card, you bring it back to me, and I will give you a cupcake.
Are there any particular memories from doing this in Los Angeles and Boston and other cities that have stuck with you the most? Any particular thoughts that people have shared, or personal experiences?
You know, I would say that one of the most touching experiences that I had actually was off project. I was buying something for my installation or component at IKEA, and there was a gentleman behind me who had a cupcake tray and some cupcake liners, and I struck up a conversation with him because I was buying some items, like some light fixtures that I needed, and he told me that he was celebrating because he just found out that he was cancer-free, and he'd been suffering from melanoma for the last several years. And so, I don't know, I've just had these synchronistic experiences since I started this project where either my awareness is heightened or I'm just looking through a different filter, but I've just been striking up conversations everywhere I go. And there is something, you know, with a cupcake that brings out a sort of a childlike quality in adults. And I really appreciate that. And somehow it's just this very small, little personal celebration that, you know, people have. So, I mean, I've been touched by so many experiences. This gentleman at IKEA, I was also very touched by an experience with some neighbors of mine down the street who are actually losing their home. And I feel like this family just epitomizes the economic downturn. You know, the husband was out of work for a while. He got cancer. He wasn't able to pay his medical bills. One thing led to another, and they spiraled downwards. And so this couple also just touched me so much, and, you know, my personal relationship with them, to really want to reach out and do something.
And, Nicole, after the initial event on Friday, what is the exhibition left there at UMOCA for visitors to observe from this project?
Oh, well, we have an interactive installation that consists of an emergency assistance tent that is now full of the cards that have been left behind from people who will participate on Friday and who've participated in the previous events. If visitors would like to contribute additional commentary, they're welcome to. We have bean bags and a seating environment that we encourage people to come and stay and read and think, and hopefully carry the conversation with them outside of the museum as well. And it's a really beautiful and inviting environment that is visually stunning as well as intellectually provocative.
I've been speaking with artist Elizabeth Tobias, creator of Let Them Eat Cupcakes, or the Cupcake Project, coming to UMOCA this Friday night. And Elizabeth, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much.
And Nicole Hebron, curator at UMOCA, thank you for your time as well.
Thank you.